Welcome to the show. We are talking about Aruba today because honestly, we could all use a bit of calm turquoise water and some steady trade winds right about now. If you have been looking at your calendar and thinking about an escape, we have a way to get you there for around $470 without making your bank account cry. The first thing we need to talk about is timing. There is a specific sweet spot for visiting Aruba, and that is between April and August. This is the period when the winter crowds have finally packed up and headed home. When the crowds leave, the rates start to drop. You get the same nearly guaranteed sunshine, but you are not fighting for a spot on the sand. A lot of people get nervous about booking islands in the summer because of storms, but Aruba is a bit of a cheat code. It sits safely below the hurricane belt. The hurricane belt is just the general path where those massive tropical storms usually travel. Because Aruba is outside that zone, the weather stays dependable all summer long. You do not have to worry about your vacation getting rained out by a major storm. So let's look at the money. A typical flight from the United States to Aruba is going to cost you about $470. For a lot of us, that is a big chunk of change to drop on a single credit card statement. It is a hit to your cash flow that can feel a bit heavy. But we can handle this differently. Instead of taking that hit all at once, we are going to look at spreading that cost over time. You can do this by using a 0% interest window on a credit card. Now we have to be very direct about how this works. A 0% interest window is a payment schedule. It is not free money. It is a tool that lets you break a big purchase into smaller monthly pieces without the bank charging you extra for the privilege. If you find a window that lasts for 18 months, you can divide that $470 flight into very small monthly payments. It makes the trip feel much more affordable because you are paying for it gradually while you are planning and even after you get back. But here is the catch, and we have to be honest about this. You have to be disciplined. This only works if you pay off the entire balance before that 18-month window closes. If you still have money left on that bill when the time is up, the standard variable interest kicks in. Variable interest just means the rate can change based on what is happening in the economy, and it usually is not cheap. That interest will apply to whatever is left on your balance, and suddenly your cheap flight is not so cheap anymore. So the strategy is simple. Book the flight when the rates are lower in that April to August window. Use a 0% window to spread out that $470 cost. Then make sure you have it paid off well before the deadline. You get the turquoise water and the trade winds without the interest charges hanging over your head. It is about using the bank's timeline to your advantage instead of letting them use yours. If you want to see the full breakdown of how this works or check out the sources we use for these numbers, you can find the written version of this guide at voatlas.com. Go check it out and start planning that trip.